All right. We back. We live again. Bump your gums.
Yo.
This your boy Gabe. We got Jay Diamond.
Yes, sir.
We got brother Tony.
I'm in here.
And we got a new member, an inductee.
We picked him up off the waiver wire, man.
Yeah. At the last minute, you know.
We needed him for the playoffs, baby. You know, off the waiver wire. We need that veteran presence.
Yeah, y'all might know him in the street as Too Sweet.
Too Sweet for the trash cans, baby.
Genuine or Trey Songz when he listens.
Yeah, you know, we might not even add his picture to the logo.
Yeah, because we don't want to take the spotlight off ourselves.
Yeah, you know.
It's going to seem like he the only one on the picture.
So we like to welcome Mike Rashard to the Bump Your Gums crew, so we give it up for him.
How's it going, y'all? I'm ready.
See, like, there you go, right there.
Get you at the bedroom, boy. What's going on, y'all? I'm ready.
So, all right, we're going to jump right in. We normally don't touch on boxing, but the boy, they hurling today, so.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
We got to speak to this Oscar De La Hoya fan, so.
First of all, I ain't never said nothing about being an Oscar De La Hoya fan. You know, I ain't said nothing about that.
Let's just start it like this. So, when I mentioned the name Mayweather,
I said.
What comes to mind? What kind of words come to mind? What acronym comes to mind?
Undefeated
is not acronym, sir.
Neither is what you saying.
Come on, what comes to mind?
I can't think of any acronym because an acronym is an abbreviation that says a word.
What word am I thinking of that I'm trying to say?
What word? I don't know. What word you're trying to say?
What would you call TBE? What is that if it's not an acronym? What am I trying to say?
The best example?
Is he the best example of greatness?
Yeah, because undefeated, you have to be great to be undefeated.
So is he the best example of a GOAT of boxing?
A GOAT, yeah. Since you're undefeated, yes, you would have to be.
Oh, okay. So that's how you're qualifying it?
If you're undefeated, the numbers don't lie.
But there's other people that's undefeated. He's not the only undefeated boxer.
Yeah, he's the one that comes to mind.
Oh. So, would I be correct in saying that he's the best ever?
If that's how you feel, yes.
So would you agree?
Considering, I would say, yeah, because I don't follow boxing like that. So yeah,
what is it to consider, though?
What you mean?
It seems like you kind of on the fence, like you don't want to give it to him. So who else is the candidate?
I give it to him because it's like this, like when they had a Tom Brady conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best in the aspect of you got 6 rings. You know, your accolades.
He's the best in the aspect of being the best.
Hold on, no, but like Tom Brady's not the best athletically, but if you just look at the overall sport, you give him the best because of his accolades. So that's what I just said as far as I literally said that about Mayweather. His accolades, yes.
Yeah, his performance too. His performance, not just the accolades. The performance is itself that he put on himself is
well, I think the defensive style is great. Just watching it from a consumer standpoint is not the best thing to look at.
We're trying to get to the core of the album.
But this is the thing. Watching defensive fighters isn't great to watch. I give you the fact of if I could go in there and be defensive and win all of it, I would do it too. So I'm not taking from his style. That's like watching Spurs basketball. They win in championships, but watching fundamentally sound basketball is not fun to watch.
You like the brawlers.
But I'm not taking away from the fact of, hey, y'all winning. And that's all I'm saying. That's like women's basketball, they're fundamental. That's why I really just don't watch it, because you dribble, you shoot. You dribble, you shoot. Really no crossovers, no smashing.
Come on, we cannot correlate women's basketball to Spurs basketball.
No.
It's all in the same
place. I'm saying they're both fundamental. Like, granted, Spurs basketball is, they do have some things that's outside of fundamentals, but for the most part, they're known for being fundamentals, and it's just not, you're looking at it like,
it's fun. It's fundamental. It's fun. I love watching fundamental basketball.
I'm speaking about myself.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, it, like I say, it's cool, but it's just not as exciting to see like like when they had Lob City, like you seeing something. When you seeing, when you watching Kyrie.
How many rings they got? I'm just trying to get my memory refreshed.
None.
Okay.
Hold on, and again, I'm not this.
You can finish your point. I'm sorry. I just kind of had a brain fart. I was just trying to see.
No, that's cool because.
Hey, I wish we had some little like sound effects to go around.
No, but see, this is the crazy part though. I'm not saying that fun makes one thing better than the next because, like with the Mayweather thing, I said if I could do that and win, I wouldn't care about it either. From the aspect of the player, I wouldn't care about what
just,
I said.
It's your preference on what you would like to see.
As a consumer watching it, it's not right as fun. But if that's what it takes for you to win, it don't matter what I think.
Well, you know, the society wouldn't be what it is now if we didn't criticize others for their opinion. So just because it's your opinion, I'm not going to be like, oh, it's your opinion.
Oh, no. Fine. I get it. I still totally disagree. and that's cool. Because you got to think, like I say, with this fundamentally, if everybody was to, if you didn't have no dunks, if you ain't had no crossovers and stuff like that, somebody would watch it. People who just purists, if you're just that purist, and I just like the fact of the, look at the way, look at his form and all
well,
that.
Let's get into our top three boxers, man.
You still didn't answer the question.
I did answer the question. What question did you ask that I didn't answer?
Well, I guess you answered it.
Exactly.
But you didn't answer it to my satisfaction.
I'm about to say, I'm not going to
feel that satisfied.
Yeah, that's why I want to hit the top.
Now, see, this is this, like I tell my kids, I can feed you. If you choose not to eat, that's not my fault.
I will admit that I am not satisfied at all.
You know? So, hey.
So, who is your top three?
Well, Gabe,
man,
you can give his top three.
Oh, we can start. You want to start with him?
We can.
First of all, again, like I told him in the pre-show, boxing is just not my thing. So my top three.
And this is of all time, right?
Of all time.
Of all time.
Gotcha.
You got to put, I would say, Ali in there.
Mm-hmm.
All time.
So he number one? Why are you?
And no put. Again, in no particular.
It's only controversial if you put it. It's bump your gun.
Okay, so
you got it, but you got it.
Okay, no. Okay, hold on.
So you doing 3-2-1 or 1-2-3 right now?
See, once we do the video, then my face, the people see how my face change, then you go from pick to pick.
All right, so I'm going to say.
Here we go, baby.
No. I would go like this. I would go Ali Mayweather.
Wait, number one?
I ain't like how you did it. You did it too
fast. So either way it go, he number two.
Hold on, wait.
I'm going 1-2-3.
1-2-3, okay.
1-2-3.
Oh, wait. Hold on, wait.
Ali first, wait.
No, because I was trying to see my Mayweather pick, and I was like, I named him second, so even if I go 3-2-1 or 1-2-3.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say.
He number two.
I'm just trying to say, this is our own personal preference on who we think is the best boxer.
Either way it go, he number two.
Yes. Cause there's no
not to are we competing as like I think this person is the second best boxer of all time. Are we doing it like that? Or are we just our personal preference?
I'm arguing against whatever y'all say, so I ain't tripping.
It's all who you think.
Okay,
yeah. You know. Cause
so okay, you said Mayweather won.
First of all,
he trying to give you an out. I know that.
So now all attention is back on Gabe.
Hey, I don't mind. I'm not gonna run from it. Like I said, Ali one.
Gotcha.
Mayweather two.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, again, not being the boxing aficionado, I'll just throw Foreman. Because, again, I'm not...
George Foreman?
Yeah, I just throw him in there. As a person who don't... Again, this is coming from a person who don't...
The grill, man. I know you're in the other boxes besides George Foreman, man.
He come to mind. So, we'll go because... Okay. We'll go. All
right. So, we want to just name him then, and then we're going to chime in. Yeah.
As you said.
All right, I'm going to go. I got Mayweather, my number one. Mike Tyson is my number two. And James Toney is my number three. My number
is Tony. Yeah. My name is Tony, and I don't. You know, it's
my preference.
Oh yeah, it's my preference. I got you, man. It's still weak.
He
Tony.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got
Mayweather is number one. Ali is number two, and Mike Tyson is number three.
See, let me rewind. I would change my George Foreman for Tyson. No. Only because I literally, until he said that, I don't know why Tyson just completely slipped out of my mind. So that's why.
Mine would be the same, but for the purpose of just making a different pick, so all three of us didn't say the same thing, I'd say Mayweather, Ali. Nah. And it's like my mom won't even let me say it. Cause I wanna change either Ali or Tyson just for the sake of it and say Roy Jones.
No, sir.
Roy Jones was cold.
I'm not saying that he's not better, but I'm talking about for my preference.
Hold on. Now this is what I question, because as a person who sound like he have a list, you literally just saying, I'm not saying that James Toney is better than Roy Jones, but on my list, I'm going to put him better. Yeah. Why?
Because of what I like. James Toney's style of fighting is very similar to how Mayweather's is, and I've always watched James Toney. And he is one of the, if you look at any boxing list, James Toney is in one of the greatest of all time. And I'm not saying that he's not better than Roy Jones Jr. I'm not saying that. That's why I was specific on, are we doing a list on who we think are the best top three, or our preference? Yeah. My preference, James Toney, will be my third.
Well, I guess it just feel like the Cleveland Brown mentality is just permeating
My preference always is going to be that.
I'm not the biggest boxing guy either, but I would never in a million years think of James Toney. I never would have thought. We talking about the hardest boxers. I would have said a bunch of people before I said James Toney.
Well, I can name a lot of other people too, but my preference on who I watch, James Toney would be that guy.
So if I'm a listener right now and I just don't see where you're getting the James Toney love from.
Look it up. Research.
Toney fights that I look at?
Anyone.
Just give me a James Toney fight where he was shining.
Anyone.
This has made me a James Toney fan right here. Anyone.
Let's see. While y'all talking, I'ma just Google James. Yeah. I'ma Google James Toney.
Let's see if he's on the all-time boxing list. Toney, man.
James
Toney. So this is a question that
it is saying that I'm just looking at the dude.
That's what made, because I know what he looked like. So that's initially what made me laugh. Like, it's no way that guy's
keep
up
in mind,
there.
Guys. Keep look in mind, guys. They laughing because they don't know boxing today. So nigga.
I give you that. I ain't the boxing guy. So
hold on.
I'm sleeping.
No. You know what it is? Check this out. Other name, also known as Lights Out and the Dark Emperor.
He was cold.
The Dark Emperor.
The Dark Emperor.
Look out for the Dark Emperor.
He's 77 and 10.
He ended up with Shane Mosley.
77 wins, 10 losses, 3 draws, 2 no contests. Mm-hmm. It also say he have a martial arts record where he only had one fight.
It's a lot of guys with good records, though, just for the sake of argument.
He only had one fight and he lost in his mixed martial arts. So I guess he.
So this question, Zeke asked us this. I think it was yesterday he asked us this. I think he was right there. Who y'all think will win a fight out of Mike Tyson and Ali in their primes?
I think Mike Tyson.
I think Mike Tyson, too.
Why y'all say that?
I think because his style, his ferocious, because Ali got more technique. He going to float, but if he catch that, it's a wrap.
Because of his gangster, he did a lot of taking
Tyson,
punishment.
So now you saying Ali? Because said Tyson.
No. I'm talking about, because he just said something about Ali technique.
Oh, okay.
And I'm saying because
you.
He be taking on punishment and like to wear people out, Tyson ain't that type of dude where you going to try to take his punishment to try to come back. That. It ain't no coming back with him.
You catching that, eh?
Exactly.
Ain't no rope or dope.
Yeah, it ain't
Tyson.
None of that. You going to have to come out.
Like Ali did that every fight, though.
No, but I don't know, because, the fighters that Ali fought, you think they didn't have power?
Like Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier had power, too.
Foreman did, too. But
I'm not saying he didn't.
Foreman did, too.
Yeah.
Bro, Mike Tyson was a cannonball, bro.
He was, man.
And,
was.
And Mike, and then on top of that, Mike Tyson had some loose screws. So, yeah. So it's different.
Mess around
when you got power.
Go crazy on you, yeah.
Bite that boy. Somebody knows all right.
That's the
what Mike Tyson ain't right.
What you think, Mike?
I don't know. I mean, I think Ali probably would still win. Because if I look at the fighters, like I said, like you said, George Foreman, yeah, Frazier. Yeah. I mean, those boys had power too. And he still was able to stick in the ring with them. And Mike Tyson, if you look at all of his fights, they lasted like what? One round?
Because.
If that.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but listen. It was because he knocked him out. He was all about power. So I think with Ali.
But he had
Ali,
speed too.
I mean, he had speed too, but I think Ali would frustrate him. And once he get frustrated, he out of his game. Every game, everyone he lost, he got frustrated. Like when he bit your boy on the ear.
Hold on, no.
He banned the Holyfield.
That's what make me pick Ali.
Because I think he would get frustrated.
See, with Mike Tyson, now you got to ask the question. Which Mike Tyson? Now, if you get Mike Tyson with the fade, with the little high top.
we saying both in their prime.
Because both like of them were.
Because in his prime, he wasn't biting ears.
But think about it. In his prime, he never went.
He never went against that type of fighter.
True. In
his prime, every fight was a couple of seconds.
Hold on. And I think that in his prime, Ali would try to dance and gloat one good time and catch that ear.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't think he would have hit him though.
Yeah.
You can't hear what you can't see, baby.
How many fighters that Mike Tyson fought in his prime that had speed like Ali?
I don't know, but I tell you what.
I don't think he fought a fighter as technically proficient as Ali.
Yeah, as Ali.
Yeah. And with the natural gift that Ali had too. I'm like, it's tough because I love Tyson. So it is tough.
No, I get what you're saying, but like you say, Ali fought people who had power and all that. And you know, they found him. They found ways to connect. What I'm saying is I give Tyson that extra oomph. Because he ain't right. that's why.
And it wasn't like Muhammad like Ali went undefeated or nothing.
Yeah,
because like,
you
like
can't plan.
Like if he didn't lose.
Didn't go undefeated. Yeah.
No, yeah. But I'm just saying, he could get. It could be a good match.
Oh,
where
yeah,
he
yeah.
Could lose.
I'm not saying there's no way possible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't believe it.
And I'm not saying that as soon on the first round, Mike Tyson's going to knock him out. I ain't saying that either.
No.
It'll be a fight, but I'm saying it like this. It's different. If I tell you, hey, I need y'all to prepare to fight John over here. You know, he been preparing just like y'all. Versus I say, okay, prepare to fight John. He ain't got nothing to lose. He just fighting. He ain't writing. It's different. Fighting somebody who ain't writing, just ain't got nothing else. They just like, man, it's win or my kids ain't going to eat. You know, it's different.
It is different.
And Tyson.
That level of desperation make you be here a lot harder.
And that young Tyson.
For my mama, boy.
He fought. Tyson fought like if he don't win, somebody not eating or something. You can't plan
for
that.
He had the girls.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And that's why I give him the edge, just basically on that.
Man, that's tough. I get it, though.
Oh, who y'all top three? Y'all named them?
Yeah,
everybody named it.
Well, our top three really was the same, except I don't know why he had Mayweather at two.
Anyway.
I was exactly the same.
Oh, wait.
Well, except
Mayweather,
Tony.
Mayweather.
Y'all had Roy Jones
Jr. I'm talking about us.
Oh,
still,
you had Roy Jones Jr.
I'm still
not
dealing with
Jones.
No, I said Roy
Jones just because
I
wanted to say something different. Like
y'all
if it was gonna expand into something.
My third one was Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh, and Muhammad Ali was
just. Yeah, Ali was second.
My real answer would be exactly that.
TBE was number one.
But I know I like Roy Jones too, so I don't mind. But that's why I said I don't know who I would take out of Ali and Tyson to put Roy Jones. But I just want to try to say something different in case a argument would have ensued. I would have been arguing the same point.
All right, okay.
Because you know you're about that number one, man.
Ooh, it's something about them. You know, this is something about them TBs, TBE, TB12.
They just be the goats, man.
Yeah,
just,
man.
You know.
If you want your child to succeed in life, put a TB somewhere in there.
Trash bags. We TV over here, baby.
Hey, them boys living up to that flashback this year, too. If you joined, if you became a fan because they was trash, they are making you proud this year, boy.
Man, they already hopped off my wagon.
They reminded me why I was a fan.
All right, we're not going to
go to football. Oh, no, we're going to move. Brother Tony sent us a message the other day. It was quite interesting, quite interesting. Maybe y'all could chime in on the comments. He gave us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 deaths in movies to see which one was the worst, the most, you know, the one that hit you the most. And we got Kane from Menace to Society, G-Baby from Hardball, Ricky from Boys in the Hood, Mia, Best Man Holiday, and TT from Said It All.
Man, that's so tough, man.
Even looking at the picture again, it's like, I had my answer, then I looked, I'm like, ah.
See, mine,
man.
I got a 1A and 1B.
Okay.
It's G-Baby and Ricky. Mia, I can't speak on because I have Blessed Man Holiday, but I never watched it. So I don't even.
But see, I'm going to tell you something about Mia, though, dog. In the first Best Man, wasn't she cheating?
Nah, she wasn't. She wasn't cheating.
What she was doing? She messed with the dude.
But no.
So
no,
she got
no,
some
no,
dirt
no.
on her too. That's why it's like, man. Can the cancer?
Let's not tarnish me.
Look.
What happened was,
can the cancer came because of you messing up your marriage?
No.
She was being judged.
No, because she slept with Tay Diggs when they was in college when her and Marsh Chestnut had broke up.
So they was on
They was on a break.
They
used the friends terminology.
The friends. We were on a break.
They was on a break technically, and it was like,
even though we best friends.
But I wouldn't say she cheated. That's the only thing I'm saying.
What do you call that?
What do you call that though? She was a virgin.
I know, but what do you call it? If me and you best friends.
No. It would be on your like he had, like Morris Chestnut had the issue with Tay Diggs. It would be between me and you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
we best friends.
No, I'm saying you could blame Mia.
You can't blame Mia.
No, Mia get like 5% because you knew this
Mia
was my
know
boy.
Mia was good.
Hold on, no.
She in between it.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying.
She trying to get you and me.
No.
She know what's up.
No, Mia.
No.
That's why I give her some blame because if Mia. It's my partner, you know that's my partner.
But the way that they showed it happened, though, it wasn't like, see, the way I would give her blame.
She was feeling her.
No.
She was hot.
No,
she was in heat.
But I would give her blame. Like, say if they would have showed her and Tay Diggs had been texting for like 2 weeks, and then like the text message just started getting steamy.
So you justified it because she was in that moment.
In the heat of the moment.
So he one of them people who just say it just happened.
Yeah.
But it just happened.
Obviously, all right. Because it do sound bad when you say it like that.
Babe,
it just happened.
Go over there.
You sitting there. She came
she
in with them,
and it just happened. You know,
watch out.
It's different if it's a real life. Talk about the movie.
You say it's different if it's a real life.
I wouldn't accept that. It just happened. So, hold on. But if we was broken up and we was girl, because they wasn't married.
But it don't matter though. Y'all best friends though.
We best friends. You know that's gonna hurt me.
But they was not married.
And you know how I feel about
thinking about that.
And you know how I feel about her.
No, but this is the thing.
Well, no, I do agree with him partially because it depends on if we not dating and what is my relationship with this particular chick.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on.
So if
clearly it had to be,
but no, hold on, Gabe.
Real good.
But hold on, Gabe. Now we can go back to our worldly days. Let's say me and you cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you messing with this chick, y'all.
Hold on, best friends.
Okay, yeah, best friends.
Cool.
All right, best friends.
Fair.
Let's say you messing with a chick, right? Y'all break up. And you come and tell me, you know how back in the day you had your boys like, oh man, she wasn't nothing, she this and that, and you just made it look like you ain't care about it no more.
But that's not how it works.
No. This, I'm gonna give you. That's a great example. That's a great example.
Come on, man.
No.
Me and my partners.
As sad as this is, we had two categories. I don't know where we came up with these names, Roxanne's and Sally's. I don't know where he come up with the name. Like I
it's
say,
all funny though.
No, if you were Sally, if we broke up, you already know. It's off limits. If we put you in the Roxanne, get it how you live. But we knew it was distinction. So if I didn't tell you the distinction, you'd be like, hey, Roxanne, Saturday, but watch and then this, we let Jay, you know.
Now, that's understandable. If that was the case, Tay Diggs would have never tried to hide it once he did what he did. So he already knew.
But I think it's just weak. I'm not arguing Tay Diggs' fault. I'm not going to argue Tay Diggs' fault. But you don't think the girl was
wrong at all.
But this is what I'm saying. It wasn't like, correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be remembering it wrong. It wasn't like it had been a week since they broke up. The way that I remember was like they got in an argument, they broke up, and she went to go talk to Tay Diggs, and then that happened.
That might be it, but this is my thing.
So it was like in the moment she was vulnerable.
Okay, hold on.
The reason why I don't fault her because she was a virgin. It's not like she had sex before. She, you know what I'm saying? Like she was just horny. I think
really she was.
But I don't think she was. I mean, honestly, she was because they did it. But I'm saying, I don't know. I don't think that was anywhere in her mind. Put it like that.
Well, I guess you give her the benefit of the doubt because if you a virgin, I guess that you would just say, I guess that wasn't on your mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it was on her mind.
But
yeah. I think a situation can happen like that.
Oh, I agree.
But a woman that had sex before probably would have been thinking, if he tried, I'm giving it up to him.
I do agree.
I don't think she was thinking about it.
I agree. I don't think it was a motive of hers to be like, I'm trying to get with your best friend.
But this,
I don't think it was like
before
that.
It happened. You always know it's about to happen.
Right.
And because of
certain decisions we make, we get consequences. So because this is a movie, Mia, it ain't the saddest story. You got the cancer.
Because
it's not real life. It's not real life. So hey,
say, oh man, but boy.
Hey, so she out the picture. She is not the saddest story.
Yes, Mia. Because you were vulnerable.
No, sir.
And didn't know what you were doing.
So no. Next,
you have died from cancer.
That's what
next.
It is.
Well, I will admit though, she was in last place though. She wasn't though. But not because of that, but it's just like yours wasn't as sad as everybody else's. Like
Yeah. My thing, I gave G Baby and Boy and Ricky the 1A and 1B because they were both innocent. They ain't do nothing.
They ain't do nothing.
Like, man. Menace to Society, Kane, you was getting your life together, but you just stomped old boy out.
Yeah.
And then his cousin wrong.
Yeah. Kane was wild.
Yeah, you was wilding. TT, you was doing it for your kid, but you was robbing
back. I need that money.
You know, it was sad, but you was robbing banks. So I can't, you know, you rob banks, you make that decision.
But Kane,
Ricky
dog,
was just... Yeah, Ricky was just going to the store.
Ricky was, yeah.
He was on his way to college.
Yeah, he was just around the wrong group.
He was
group.
Around the wrong people, yeah.
You know, so.
But G-Baby.
Wait. But we don't go, you can't give Ricky that. Ricky made the decision. Ricky died. He had to hang with them people.
No, that's totally different.
He knew better. He had to hang with them. That was like his brother.
Ricky was his,
family.
Regardless, he knew what kind of stuff his brother was on.
Hold on, but that's not literal, bro.
That is not the same thing as Mia.
I'm not saying it's the same thing, but
Hold on, but this is the difference.
He didn't get shot because he lived in the same house with him. He was out chilling with them, and they got into it with him, and they remember Ricky. Because Ricky was going out
right.
where he should have.
Right. But
that's what I'm saying. It wasn't like because he's his brother, he had to go to the club.
But I'm saying Ricky didn't make it, wasn't like he was out there talking, like doing certain things. He wasn't doing no wrong.
But Ricky was in their face. Ricky was down with the plague.
Man, but I'm talking about he wasn't out there on the streets like that, though.
But he was down with the plague when they got into it. He was down.
Hold on, but that's different. That's like
we don't want to give Ricky the grades and Ricky's trying to buy it. Ricky's ready to plague.
But it's different though because Ricky is trying to protect his brother.
Exactly.
that's different.
That was
that's
moment.
Totally
that
different.
Was in the no. moment.
That's so hold on. So you telling me if it's you and your brother, right? Mm. And your brother, even though your brother might be in the streets doing something wrong and he about to get in the fight, you're going to say, oh, well, I ain't going to fight because, man, that's on you. You did something. I got to protect my career.
But let's not make it seem like Ricky was just had his back. Ricky stepped to the front. Ricky took over the encounter.
You know, but hold on, but this is what I'm saying.
That's different. See, now if it's me and my brother is doughboy. Well, I ain't even
But what if you got the better hands?
Wait, it doesn't matter.
You may step in and be like, man, watch out.
No, because if my brother is doughboy, I'ma have his back if somebody jump in. But if my brother is doughboy can handle it.
I get that, but just because you doughboy don't mean what if I got the hands? Like, I'm not about to let you
hold
come
on, doughboy didn't become doughboy with
that's
no hands.
Thinking, like,
well,
what?
I'm not saying that, but just because I choose to, I'm trying to go to college and stuff like that, and I'm not doing y'all. Doing the same stuff, that don't mean I don't got no hands and I can
hold
stand
on,
up.
But what he saying?
Stay in your lane.
That should have been more reason.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Bro.
You can prove your hands if somebody come to you with trying to get
that,
paid.
That's what.
No, because don't had it.
Hold on. First of all, if you break it down like that, I got to think. You know, if my brother is doughboy in the street, that means he out there messing with killers.
Exactly.
I ain't no killer.
I mean, you ain't no killer.
And
doughboy
was obviously, as we see how the movie progressed. That wasn't his first kill, so Doughboy was about that. It wasn't like he was pondering, man.
So what
you
saying?
You about that, and you my brother. You better
hold on. So what you saying?
So you saying Ricky deserved to die?
I'm saying Ricky deserved it. Forget it. Ricky deserved it.
So Ricky
Mia can't get no love. Ricky can't get no love.
So Ricky was on that Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Ricky wasn't innocent. Ricky wasn't innocent because Ricky should have stayed in his lane because that was not his lane. Even in the situation, Doughboy was not as turned up as Ricky was, and you not that. Doughboy is that, and Doughboy, you know, most real gangsters not really like that,
right?
You know, besides like, you know, Chicago dudes, they really kind of be amped like that, yeah. But. Most real dudes,
what if that was his time where he was just amped? Like, it was just, he had a little moment.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, that, exactly. So, like, you didn't give it to me to have a moment. I ain't giving it to Ricky.
Okay, well. Ricky ain't in my top two anyway, so.
Ricky, he ain't.
I told
innocent.
You, Ricky, baby.
Ricky, you deserved it, brother.
Because I still got Kane above real.
Or did you say that life flicks at the wrong moment and you deserve to die?
You tried to keep it real, and he kept
it real. We're keeping it real
goes wrong.
So you saying Kane.
Yeah. Kane, nah.
No. Nah,
Kane,
nah.
You just stomped this dude out.
Come on, man.
Hold on. You stomped him out and was wrong. He approached you because you doing his cousin. That was his cousin? You doing his cousin wrong. So he coming at
man,
you because
you
doing his cousin wrong.
And when you messing around with the female, right?
Hey, hey.
Come on, Mike.
And then wasn't that his OG baby mama? Wasn't that his OG baby mama? But he could have passed that though.
Kane was his girlfriend. Parnell was the baby daddy.
You know what I'm saying? So Parnell was the OG of the hood, but he got locked up. So he like, hey, he locked up.
Man, he was doing good, man. He was starting to change his life.
You deserved it, brother. You deserved it. That's what you get. You out here playing jumping jacks on people's face. That's like, what you get, brother.
He playing jumping jacks.
Kane gotta get it, man. Kane had to get it.
That's because that dude came up to him disrespecting him, man.
He didn't.
He disrespected him.
He came at him on behalf of his female cousin.
Nah, he was talking crazy.
He was talking crazy.
He was talking about, man, you don't even know me like that. Remember when he came to the crazy lab, like, bro, you don't even know me like that?
Yeah, so he had to put his hands on him, turn his body into a jump house.
Hold on, check this out. No, I get it, you know, when you in the game, I get that mentality, you know, this dude approached you because you got my cousin pregnant and just deuced her, just like, I'm all at you. Now, granted, in the game, you like, hey, man.
So let me ask you this question. if me and your sister or your cousin got something going on, is it for you to come and be and talk to me about that situation?
Hold on. It depends on how that family is.
It depends, yeah.
Because, like, if you don't have a brother or nothing and me and her close, then she would come to me and say,
you
hey.
You didn't go talk to them people, so you put me on child support or something like that. You don't come to me.
Hold on, no. And then you got to think about it. These was dudes who was, these was dudes who was about that life. So if you got a cousin who about that life,
exactly,
you gonna
Kane,
go talk to him.
Kane.
And you see what happened. He got stomped.
He got stomped, but he won the war.
Yeah,
hey, he lost that battle, but he won the war.
Yeah, he won it.
Yep, now Kane did, and he deserved it.
And then truth be told, you know, when he did that, Kane snuck him.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, too.
Okay, never mind.
Kane deserved it. He deserved it.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Yeah, never mind. Can't you out of that too?
All right, nah.
See, we're doing process elimination.
We're
still getting back to my number one.
This gonna sound bad with TT, but this is my real reason why I would not pick TT. Because he was ugly, bro. It wasn't he was ugly, bro. It was messed up. You're like, I would have liked for you to leave him, but if they had a prettier actress, I might would have cried. That's all I'm
Maybe
saying.
They had like Halle Berry or something.
If they had Halle Berry, I would have been in tears.
What if Jada would have died? If Jada would have died.
I'm glad if Jada would have died, I really would have cried.
If they would have had Halle Berry now.
Chill out, man.
Don't you say that other name, man. Hold on. What would happen if Halle died?
No. First of all, looking at Halle's acting career, you know, she probably wouldn't have, based on Monster's Ball, she wouldn't have had to rob no banks to get back.
Oh, here you go.
She wouldn't have been robbing the bank. That's funny, man. She would have been paid. Why TT baby?
And it's funny because Jada Pinkett tried that and she still had to rob the bank. On the movies, he tried to get it like that. She still needs to rob the bank.
So, hey, so she'd have been watching TT Child.
TT can't get it for me, bro. TT was ugly, man. It didn't resonate with me.
I was more hurt when Queen Latifah died, cause she went out like a G.
I think Queen Latifah would have been a better candidate.
She went out like a G.
TT is ugly, bro. I'm sorry, man. Even when she grew up, she a grown woman. Like she played on Hit the Floor on the cheerleading thing. She was the cheerleader mama, but. Like, she didn't grow into it. Like, Tracy Ellis Ross and Girlfriends, I would have said she's ugly. She's not really pretty. But as she matured, Tracy Ellis Ross is really pretty to me now.
Yeah.
TC, can't give it to you, baby. You deserved it because you was ugly.
And you talking about me, man. With Mia. and she died and you talking about because how she looked.
If she was pretty, they wouldn't have wrote her death in the movie.
He don't care about a kid or nothing.
Yeah.
A kid ain't got no mama.
But if you think about it, Jada Pinkett lived. She was the prettiest one. Yeah. If she was prettier, they would have made it so they could both be on the bus riding out together.
That's
right.
Crazy.
Sorry, TT, but you had to get it.
Hold on. Who was the other person?
Vivica Fox?
Vivica Fox, okay.
Vivica Fox not prettier than Jada Pinkett.
I'm not saying. I just knew it was
important. I was just going to throw it out there because you know. I thought somebody was going to grab it.
I wasn't saying that. I just knew it was important. I put out the glass. See how it was going to land. So that leaves G-Baby. Well, according to y'all standards, it gotta be G-Baby, unless he cheated on the test the day before.
or we blame his living condition, like Ricky.
No, it's not the same thing for G-Baby.
But G-Baby got hit by a stray bullet. Yeah. Nobody was shooting at G-Baby
because of something he did earlier. G-Baby didn't have, I mean, he was a straight bullet. The only thing that I will say about it, here we go. This is the movie fan in me. The way that they shot it, I think they could have shot it in a better way. Because of when it happened, we didn't know he was killed. Yeah,
shot.
The first time I watched it, I didn't know he was dead.
That's what made it so sad.
Yeah.
Cause it was like, what? Like,
But I think when they showed him shot, I think it kind of got glossed over in the movie. Like, of course they win and they, we doing it for G-Baby, all that. But I think, like, that section of the movie, I don't think it got played up as much as it should have.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That did
they,
make sense.
They could have made it be sadder if they would have written it better. Yeah. It would have been sadder.
So, G-Baby deserved to die due to bad writing.
That's so funny, bro.
Nobody wins.
Nobody y'all deserve wins. What y'all
nobody,
y'all
nobody wins, man.
Should have had a better writer, G-Baby. Get out of here with that, G-Baby. Sorry. Meet them at the crossroads. You won't be lonely. They out there.
I guess you riding it with you and Ricky.
Yeah, they all deserve it. So I will refrain from picking an answer at this time.
So I guess it's just out there. Y'all let us know in the comments who y'all think, because clearly something wrong with all us. Okay. All right, we gonna shift real quick back into sports. Got a basketball question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Got two teams. Got the 0176ers, okay. Led by none other than AI the Answer, Allen Iverson.
The Answer, you know what I'm saying?
Got the 2007 Cavaliers, led by King James, LeBron James, whatever you want to call him. Both of them.
LeBron James.
Had to carry teams on their back. Who had the heavier load?
I just want to say, I want to call him LeBron James, just for clarification. Oh, you said yeah. We call him King James or LeBron James. I just want to say.
I'm just saying that's what he knows. That's what people say. That's what people call him.
That's what he said.
No, people call him that.
Yeah, because he's self-proclaimed, but, you know, that's another
distinction. Hold on. So you don't think, you make a nickname that's bad?
No, hold on.
So do you call Kobe the Black Mamba?
I do.
So what's the difference?
Because the difference is the Black Mamba is not putting itself in a ranking.
He talking about his
when you say King James, you're ranking yourself. Black Mamba is not ranking itself. He's comparing himself to an animal.
So you could give yourself a nickname long as you're not ranking yourself.
I'm not saying that he couldn't give himself the nickname.
No, I'm saying in you.
I'm saying I just don't agree with calling him King James. It's not even because he's self-proclaimed. My saying he was self-proclaimed is because we said people call him that. But if I tell people to call me Tony, people are going to call me Tony.
No, I'm just saying because I'm only saying because people do. You look at TV, they go by King James.
If I change my name right now to King Tony, people are going to call me King Tony. If I be like, hey, man, I want to be known as King Tony. People, if you they respect me, they're gonna start calling me King Tony.
And again, that's I'm not giving my opinion. I'm just saying they got commercials saying King of LA and all that kind of stuff like that. So somebody other than himself is calling him that.
The King of LA commercial was with Kawhi though, right? Oh, my bad.
That new one.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
Kawhi time.
The more recent one. The more accurate one is usually more recent. You know, Kawhi time. You know, it's all good though. I don't want to make us stray away from the topic at hand. I'm just saying, but me personally, you know, I'm going to refer to him as LeBron James.
Since
I was given the option.
In this scenario, just period.
Just period, because you got to think, you know, he's a Kobe guy. So
it doesn't have anything to do with me being a Kobe guy.
Okay. No, because I mean, at this time he was just LeBron James. He wasn't the King James.
No, he was King James.
No, he came in the league as King James.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't know.
It changes your perspective, doesn't it?
No.
Not really.
But you got to think.
I'm still going.
Hold on. If y'all didn't know, you know, we got a LeBron aficionado on the panel now.
I know. That's kind of what made me throw the pep on. You know,
that's why I'm just trying to be quiet over here, man.
That's what kind of made me throw the pep on there a little bit.
I'm just saying, LeBron apologist.
So all I can say, man, is...
He cold.
He is cold. I get you. I'm never gonna take away from his game.
Would you say he the king?
Nah, I can't put him over Michael Jordan, man.
Okay.
Hold on. What do you say? Hold on. Just to deviate a second. What would you say to those people who would say Kobe is better than Jordan?
Kobe is better than Jordan?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say no.
Because we got somebody who says that.
If you look at Kobe, who did he model his game after?
Well, we about to talk about this all over again.
No, we're sticking to
because I'm ready. So
hold on, Mike. Do you think King James That's what you call him, King James.
Oh, look, look, he go, I don't call say him, what I call him.
I never call him King James.
I mean,
James.
First of all, I don't call him King James.
Oh, okay.
Good. But,
so LeBron James, do you think that he's better than Kobe? Would you say that he's better than Kobe?
Come on. Now, when you say better than Kobe, are we talking about all around?
Yeah, I guess.
It's a difference.
It's a difference.
It is a difference.
It's a difference.
What's the other way to say it?
No, no, what I'm saying, because like, if you asking me who's a better scorer, then I would say Kobe.
Easily.
Easily. If you said who was a better...
don't feed on that, man.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that's funny.
I didn't even recognize that he backed down it. Like he was your echo. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. Like, what the rappers
but
like?
Now if...
you talking about the Migos?
Yeah, that's how
you did. But...
The Migos.
If you would have asked me who was the better all-around player, then I would say LeBron.
Okay. I just want to throw all of that into the pot before we get started.
Right, look, okay. Look at Tony. It's because I don't disagree, but it's because it has to be qualified by saying all around. If I just say who's the better player, I would say Kobe. But if we're going to qualify by saying all-around player, then I would say LeBron.
The only thing that Kobe was better at is scoring.
I don't agree. I think Kobe.
You think he was a better defender?
I think Kobe was at their peaks. Yes. Kobe was locked down. LeBron was locked down too. Don't get me wrong. But yes, Kobe was locked down. Kobe made a bunch of all defensive teams, and Kobe to me is more skilled than LeBron.
Skilled offensively. That's what I'm saying.
Skill period. Because if anything, defensively...
He doesn't rebound better than LeBron.
Because he's not as big as LeBron.
We can't go by... Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley was one of the best rebounders, and he wasn't the tallest player.
But Charles Barkley was a better rebounder than people that were smaller than him. Because LeBron's not one of the best ever rebounders. He's just a better rebounder than Kobe. Because LeBron James is not a Charles Barkley level rebounder.
Oh, well, yeah, we know that.
That's what I'm saying. Charles Barkley was rebounding a lot against people that wasn't as big as him too. But I will say that Charles Barkley did. He's up there like closer towards Dennis Rodman level of rebounding.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
But even Dennis Rodman wasn't big. But Dennis Rodman, I can't say a rebounder who was smaller than Dennis Rodman that would have been comparable to him. Yeah. Because size plays a part in it. I mean, it's impossible to...
When people argue with... Don't get me wrong. I love LeBron. I mean, I respect Kobe. But when I think about Kobe, like I said, the only thing that I can think of that most people say that makes Kobe Bryant better than LeBron James is they basically say that he had the mentality of Michael Jordan. So at the end of the game, he's a killer. That and scoring.
He had the mama mentality, but I feel
but I mean,
he just changed it from. Hold on, and the funny thing that you say that is, we had this talk the last time.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to kind of get into it.
And I told him, I say the reason why I give Jordan over Kobe is because Kobe Bryant is a carbon copy.
He is
Jordan.
A carbon copy.
And like
of Jordan.
I said last time, that is not true.
No, I disagree with that.
I disagree. His fadeaway, everything about
LeBron
Kobe Bryant.
Fadeaway. A lot of players shoot that fadeaway.
Nobody.
The first person to shoot the fadeaway.
No.
Nobody tailored their game.
Exactly
like how Jordan is.
And like I said last time,
I'm not talking about just a fadeaway.
Every player in the history of the NBA has gotten moves from other players.
No, it's the difference between getting certain moves and.
Show me a highlight of Michael Jordan posting up to the level of proficiency as Kobe Bryant.
Hold on, check this out. No,
that's where Kobe got his post-up game from.
No, Jordan was good at a post fadeaway.
Listen. The person that comes after you is always gonna tweak it a little better. But if the blueprint came from you, it's just like mentoring. I'm the greatest. I'm the master. But you eventually will become better skilled than me because I'm still the best because I'm the blueprint. It came from me.
Let's take it like
this. Is what I'm gonna tell you. This is the example I'm gonna give you. Like let's say music. You know, Puff had Big back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Biggie died, that was his cash cow. So he went and got I tell you who Godfather buried alive. What was that dude? Shine.
Okay.
Shine sounded just like Biggie. You had rappers who had bits and pieces of people, but Shine was brought there to literally fill Biggie's shoes because they sounded, if you didn't just, if in passing, if you heard them, you would probably think that they were the same person versus someone who just picked up some stuff and I probably got a cadence here and a cadence there from Biggie. Like Jay-Z used some Biggie lines, but took some stuff from Biggie, but clearly they two totally different rappers, though he does, Biggie do have some fingerprints on him versus Shine is a clone of Biggie as far as how they sound.
I agree.
That's like in basketball, you had a people who like the Jay-Z's who got some fingerprints of people on them, but Kobe is Shine. He is like a carbon copy.
I don't agree because it's stuff that Kobe could do that Jordan couldn't do.
Again,
so that's but
as even, bodies get different, and you got to think athletically, it's people who can do more things athletically than people in the '90s, but that don't make them better than them.
And I agree with that, but I can't say because I did it first, I'm automatically gonna always be best because a Macintosh computer is not better than an iMac. Macintosh was first. But it's not better. That doesn't make it. It doesn't mean that an iMac can never be better than a Macintosh.
That's a good example. You got to think about it. It's some people.
So you can make that video about a lot of people, though. I've seen the video before. I've seen the videos like that before. You can make that video about
hold on, but with the Mac thing, you got to think.
We talking about these two great players at that magnitude.
It's all
nobody is closer to Jordan.
It's a confirmation of a narrative. The narrative has already been painted, so all you're doing is making the video to confirm the narrative.
But Kobe himself talked about how much he's mimic his game after Jordan.
And Kobe himself has said other players that he's mimic his game after too. So this is what I'm saying.
He might have had 2%.
Worked with Olajuwon a bunch of summers. This is what I'm saying. If Jordan didn't work with Olajuwon, how can Kobe be a carbon copy of Jordan?
Hold on, but nobody looks at Kobe and ever say, you know what? He reminds me of Olajuwon.
Exactly. And that's proving my point.
Olajuwon. Because the Jordan is so profound in him that everything else get overshadowed.
You can look at that and tell.
Now watch this. If you look at Kobe's greatest moments and you look at Jordan's greatest moments, they are not the same. If you look at Kobe's greatest highlights and look at Jordan's greatest highlights, they're not the same. But if I want to make a video to say Kobe looked just like Jordan, I can make a video.
They may have different highlights, but over the course of your career,
they're not going to have the same highlights.
You should be able to find a video. Of course, it's not going to be splitting the image, but you should be able to find a video to where he ISO somebody like Jordan did by Russell. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Because this is what I'm saying. If he really was thinking, I want to be Jordan, in that situation, he's going to think, anybody would think of Jordan and Byron Russell. Anybody would think of this.
But I'm saying he has to be put in a situation in the game to be able to do that, though.
It's Kobe Bryant. He's one of the most prolific clutch shooters ever.
It's different. Hold on. But you still can't mimic highlights like that because it's hard to do. At this moment, I'm going to have this exact same opportunity that he had.
I don't agree with that.
If you compare Jordan's teams to like when he had Shaq and those different players, it's kind of hard for him to mimic some of the things that Jordan did at that particular time.
But I'm not saying that. I'm saying like let's use for instance KD. When KD played the Cavs in the finals, you cannot tell me that the second time he hit that shot that he was not thinking about the first time he hit that shot. Because it was so similar in his mind. Even if somebody would make a compilation of LeBron game winners, LeBron it's a lot of times that LeBron do that step back three for a game winner because he's done it before and he's
but that's,
made it.
Hold on, but that's you in your own game.
But regardless, if we're saying that Kobe wanted to be Jordan,
he didn't want to be Jordan.
But I'm saying if we're saying Kobe is a carbon copy, then he's gonna think about that.
No, this is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying he's exactly like him on every single thing.
This is what I think.
All I'm saying is that I'm not saying he's a carbon copy as far as meaning that everything that he did was Jordan. But the majority of he tailored his game exactly off of Michael
Kobe's
Jordan.
Game looked like Michael Jordan.
And all I'm saying is a lot of people have done that.
They just don't look the same.
A lot of people, not to the T though.
A lot of people have done that. They just don't look because Kobe and Jordan. Look, Kobe and Jordan is both 6'6".
I knew you was going to say
that. They're both 6'6", 200 something. They're so similar looking, period.
You saying Kobe make it look better?
He do.
Like I said, he's gonna smile with it. Like I said, he's gonna smile with it.
I know I didn't get on that from Allen Iverson.
Because of the King James.
Hold on. I'm gonna pause for a second because we're gonna end the segment and pick up at another segment. So please stand by.